Today is lesson 30. And today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. We are in Perek Zayin, chapter 7. And today we study Mishnayos 5 and 6. Perek Zayin, Mishneh Hei, and Mishneh Vov. Shtei Kupos. The person has in front of him two containers. Achas shel truma v'achas shel chulin. He knows that container number one is full of truma. Container number two is full of chulin. Shenoflo sa'o truma l'toch achas mehen. And a measure of truma falls into one of them. Ve'eini yodua le'ezo mehem noflo. You don't know whether the truma fell into the kupo shel truma, which makes everything fine, or whether the sa'or fell into the kupo shel chulin, in which case the kupo shel chulin is now meduma. It's mixed with truma. Hare ani omer. So I say, letoch shel truma nofla, that the sa'or of truma fell into the kupo of truma, and everything's okay. The Kupo Shel Truma is the Kohens. The Kupo Shel Chulin is the Yisroels. And everything's fine. Now, to understand what allows us to do this, one must realize what the Gemara explains in various Masechtos on this Mishnah. And that is that we here, either, are discussing Truma nowadays, in the year Tavshin Ayin Aleph, when truma is only midrabanon. And since truma nowadays is only midrabanon, we can apply this leniency of tolin, leniency of saying, no, the truma fell into the truma and the chulin is fine. Either that, or there is in the kupo shel chulin more than a saw of truma. And although we've been studying that truma becomes botel only 1 in 100, that's midrabanon. However, min haTorah, truma is botel barov. So if the kupo shel chulin had more than a saw, and what fell into one of the kupos was truma, so then I again, at worst, have a problem with midrabanon, because the truma which fell into the more than the saw of truma, which fell into more than a saw of chulin, is botel barov. So min haTorah, no problem. Min rabbanon is a problem. So min rabbanon, I can take the leniency of hare ani omer letoch shel truma nofla. But suppose these two kupos are not known. Not that I know kupa number one is chulin, kupa number two is truma. But rather, ein yodua ezo hi shel truma v'ezo hi shel chulin. I have two kupos, two containers. I know that one is chulin and one is truma, but I don't know which one is chulin and which one is truma. Forget now something falling into one of those two. You just have these two kupos, and you don't know which is which. Ochal achas mehem. Rabbi Meir comes along and says that if he eats from one of them, Reuven comes along and eats from one of these two kupos, he's potter. He doesn't have to pay because why say that he ate the truma? Maybe he ate the chulin. V'hashniya, the second one, well, we just said that he's potter for eating the first one because it's possibly chulin. That gives a greater possibility that the second one is truma. So therefore, the second one, no hegbaka truma. He has to conduct himself with the second one as if it was truma, because we're letting him off the hook for having eaten for the first one. Can have it both ways. Therefore, the second one, he has to conduct himself as if it was truma. However, that's the only lechumra that I have to treat it like a truma. But lekula, to say that it's exempt from challah, the Kohen's truma is exempt from challah. The Yisrael's tavua, he has to give challah to the Kohen. We'll learn in Mitz Hashem a whole mesechta about challah. And it's my privilege in Mitz Hashem to teach that particular Masechta of Challah. But here, with his second kupa, he has to apply the chumrah of treating it as truma, and also not apply the chula of exempting it from chala, but obligate him chala as if it was chulin, divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's opinion. However, Rabbi Yossi Poter, Rabbi Yossi says that the second kupa here is also Poter from chala, because what's the difference? We don't know if the first one was truma or chulin, so if he eats from that, it's Poter. We don't know if the second one is chulin or truma, so if he, why should he have to give challah from it? Maybe it's truma. Maybe it's truma. Furthermore, Rabbi Yossi would think of it this way. I have two kupos. One's truma, one's chulin. I don't know which one's which. So what do I really have here? I have two kupos. It's as if they were mixed together. And a kupa of chulin mixed together with a kupa of truma is meduma. And meduma is potter from challah, as we will learn Emiyat Hashem, in Meseches Chala. Ochal acheres hashniya. All right. Reuven went and ate from the first kupa. So we say he's potter. And the second one we've got to treat as if it was truma. But suppose now someone else comes along, Shimon, and he eats from the shniya. He's also potter because, after all, why could he be chayev in the chomesh? He should be potter, because who says that he's eating the truma? Maybe he's eating the chulin. I should have stressed earlier that when we say here potter or chayev, we mean potter or chayev from the chomesh, because maybe he ate chulin. Ochal echod eshteyeh. Suppose a person ate both kupos. Well, then for sure he ate one kupa of truma. Mishalim, then he has to pay a keren v'chomesh. But suppose one kupa was a little smaller than the other, and you don't know which one is the truma, the smaller one in which case he owes less, or the larger one in which case he owes more. So he pays the lesser. Ketano shebishteya. He pays the value of the lesser kupa, keren and chomesh. Mishnevov continues this scenario and says, suppose you have this same situation as before. You have two kupos. One is truma, one is chulin. You don't know which is truma, which is chulin. Noflo achas mehem letocha chulin. And one of these kupos falls into another container of chulin. And let's say that in this other container of chulin, there is not 100 connected the kupa which fell in. So it's not potel. Does it make it all meduma? Eino medamata. No. It does not make it meduma. Because who says that the truma fell into this other container? Maybe it was the chulin that fell into the other container. And if safek, you're not going to say it's meduma. However, vahashniya, according to Rav Meir, the second one, no hegbot, in other words, the one which did not fall into the other, but which is standing by itself, one has to be machmir and consider that that possibly is truma, no hegbot katruma, but you can't be sure that it's truma, and therefore chayev es bachala div Rav Meir, but Rav Yossi would be poter for the same reason as before, because he would argue what you have here is one big mishmash of meduma, and meduma is poter from chala. However, now says the strike that. However, now the Mishnah continues and says another scenario: Nafla shniya lemakom acher. Suppose now the second kupa also falls into another container. Eino medavato. It also does not make it meduma because of the same reason. Who says that the second kupa was the truma? Maybe it was the chulin. Suppose, however, naflu shtei en lamakom echad, both kupos, one is chulin, one is truma, you don't know which one is with, but they both fall into another container. No. Now you know in this other container there is truma, and therefore the other container is meduma. And we're assuming there isn't 100 in the other container to be mevatel the kupa of truma that fell in. So therefore it's meduma, but only medamos, kiktano shebishtehen, the shear of meduma is only keneged the katana, the smaller of the two kupos. If there's 100 in the other container into which these two containers, kupos, fell, and if there's 100 there against the smaller kupa, but not against the larger kupa, so then we assume it was the smaller kupa, which was chul truma, and the other containers, 100, can be mevatel it. So is the end of Mishnevov, and so we have finished lesson number 30.